Thank you very much. Oh, I just can't believe it. Well, I hope that he's proud of it, but it's music is sort of taken for granted in our house, and we don't, you know, we don't discuss it much. It's just we listen a great deal to music, you know, and all kinds of music. But of course, you know, he is the one that he's kept me at this thing because he thinks everyone ought to have a hobby. And of course, you know, when you go to a professional studio and record, someone has to pay the bill. Well, Mr. Miller always paid the bill. Well, Mr. Miller is now retired. Yes, he's retired now. Well, I've just been whistling around the house for ever since I was just, you know, 6, 7 years old, and I don't know. I just sort of take it for granted. Well, I never thought anything about it until they started mentioning it, you know, after this record was made, but the studio noticed that I had ice with me, and of course they wanted to know why I had it with me and how did I use it. But you see, it's warm weather, and you know, during the warm weather your hands are larger and your feet are larger, and well, the higher the pitch when you whistle, the smaller the opening. Well, if your flesh is swollen a bit from the warm weather, well, you can't make the opening small enough to reach the high notes, but all you do then is take a piece of ice and hold it in your mouth a little while, and it cools off and contracts, and then you can make the opening small enough to get up to your, Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Well, I don't know where that would be possible. Not, I've never tried it. I don't. Let's see. See, I can't get the high notes. Oh, all the time. Well, you know, if the weather's cool, you don't have to. If the room's air conditioned or the weather is cool, you don't have to. Maybe. So I hope so. It was my pleasure, and thank you.